Jesus Christ. Today's gospel is from Matthew, and it's a very short gospel. It's a very direct story and narrative. What's particularly striking about it, it's the call of four apostles, disciples. You know, disciples are students, and apostles are ones who are sent by the Lord. So most of those disciples become apostles. But Jesus calls Andrew and Simon, the two brothers, and James and John, the other set of brothers. What's really striking about this, though, is it's so direct and there's very little dialogue. Jesus says, "Follow me." And immediately, as it says, they drop what they're doing. They were fishermen. And they go and they follow Jesus. "No, who are you that we should follow you? Or tell me more about what you're offering me so I can decide." See, and that's on purpose. These men, these disciples, the apostles, heard the call of the Lord, and they responded. That's what God wants from us. He wants an immediate response. He wants the heart to be open and willing and to say, "Yes, Lord." What about the details? What about what this Jesus is all about? Sometimes in our life, in our culture, in our society, in our modern world, with all the information and access to everything and a multiplicity of beliefs, we have the option of weighing and assessing everything. You know, I can decide if I want to follow that philosophy or maybe that political party, and I can ask myself the question, do I agree with that? You know, does it agree with an internal criteria that I have inside of myself? And I judge it according to that. Yeah, I'll accept that. I'll identify with that because it's already here in me. That's not faith. That's not trusting in God, and that's not worshiping God. In fact, that's worshiping an idol that we create in our own image. I'll subscribe to any belief that agrees with what I already believe. But God doesn't ask us to do that. He asks us to drop it and come and follow me. Boom, just like that. So we see that immediate response on the part of the apostles. And it's so important. You know, he tells them, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." What does that even mean? It's not even talked about. They leave. They follow him. Of course, that means that they're going to have big, important work ahead of them. They're going to be preaching the gospel to all nations. They're going to be baptizing believers. They're going to spread it throughout the entire known world. And they're going to die for that faith. Most of them, in fact, except one. They're going to die for the faith. So I want to encourage you all today to accept and relate to that immediate response of Andrew, of Simon, of James, and of John. They don't weigh the matter. They don't look into it. They don't take time to decide. The Lord calls, and they accept it, and they go. Because our job as Christians, our task as Christians in the world, is kind of like what the disciples and apostles had set forth for them. We're called to go out into the world and be a light. We're called to preach the gospel. I always talk about this with people, and they say, "Well, I don't know how to talk about the faith." You know, and a lot of us don't. So don't worry about it so much. Live the faith. Be the Christian you were baptized as. You know, live that life in Christ, and others will see it, if not through your words, through yourself, through your person, the way you treat them, right? Have a prayer life. Be a Christian, and your light will shine. You don't have to preach it in words on a street corner or explain the faith to people. Very few people are gifted at doing that. So we can be Christians and still just love, and people will see that. And by this, the love you have for one another, Jesus says, they will know you are my disciples. So that's how we preach the gospel without words. You know, preach it at all times, and only when necessary, use words. That's what St. John Chrysostom says. So we want to remember the apostles today especially. We're in the season of their fast. And you may ask yourself, a fast for the apostles? It's a funny one. I say funny because the duration varies every year. It always starts on the Monday after All Saints, which was last Sunday. So Monday of this week, we started the Apostles' Fast. And it also, always finishes on the 29th of June, the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul, the chief apostles. So why do we even have a fast for them? Why do they need a fast? Right? Isn't it odd in the summer when things are, barbecues and cookouts and vacations and that sort of mentality? It's sort of anti-culture to say we're going to pray, we're going to fast, we're going to go to church, we're going to be sober and temperate. You know, but that's exactly what the church calls us to do. Why for the apostles? Well, I just said they had a huge task ahead of them. Most of them were going to die for the faith. So they had to equip themselves. They had to prepare themselves. Remember, these were not theologians. These were simple men. They were folk. You know, they were laborers. They were fishers. No idea about theology or philosophy, or didn't even have the gift of speech. But the Lord chose them. He called them and they responded. And then look what happened. Look what the great things that the apostles were able to do. I said last Sunday, Peter, by just walking past a person who was dead, the shadow of his vestments raised the person up. And he said, no, it's the Lord Jesus who did that through me. So that's how the apostles are. It's all the grace of God through them, but they have to be willing. They have to drop everything immediately and follow after him. They have to say, like the centurion in the gospel who's asking for Jesus to heal his son. They have to say, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. And God does it. He gets right in there and he raises them up. But we have to at least have that belief. So the apostles had to equip themselves for this work. You know, God gave them the grace, but they had to be willing. And what did they do? They prayed. They fasted. Look at Acts chapter 13. That's the life of the early church. The apostles were gathered together. It says they were gathered together in prayer. They fasted. And they, most English translations say, ministered to the Lord. I don't think they like the word liturgy or do liturgy, but we're Orthodox. We know what that means. They prayed, they fasted, they had liturgy. That's exactly what they did in Acts chapter 13, the apostles, to prepare themselves and equip themselves for the ministry. They're doing exactly what we're called to do today. And exactly what Jesus himself did right before he went out and started that public ministry, before he started preaching. What did Jesus do? He went into the desert. He prayed a lot. He fasted 40 days. He was hungry. And he struggled with temptation. And then he got out and he started doing the work that he was sent into the world to do. So that's why we fast for the apostles from now until June 29th. It's no small job that they had. And it's no small job that we, as Christians living in the world in this 21st century, have before us. Make disciples of all nations. Show them who Jesus is, if not in your words, in your heart, in the expressions, in the kindness, in the love you have for one another. Ask for the apostles' prayers. We celebrate them this month. Ask them to intercede for us. They're powerful prayers. They loved the Lord. They had that willingness to just follow him, to drop everything, and pray that we would not fall prey to idolatry and follow our own desires and philosophies and weigh everything against an internal criteria that we have, but judge everything according to the Lord Jesus. Right? And be willing when he calls to immediately drop everything we're doing, no matter what it is, and follow after him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.